Now, in the many letters I've gotten at eric@voicesfromthefrontlines.com, I want to read you one I got from a guy named Rick Wigton, because it does raise questions, and I don't want you to think I'm naive about how difficult it's going to be to build a movement to support Palestinian independence. I just read your article, Palestine Will Win and Counterpunch. I thought it was excellent. I've been a supporter of Palestinian independence for years, but I found it increasingly frustrating trying to get people to understand what's really going on over here. The most frustrating thing of all is dealing with politicians, both Democrat and Republican. I've written to my rep saying that I wanted an end to the siege of Gaza, and I want the settlement building on the West Bank to stop. Ali had all the concerns, justice, peace, etc. Inevitably, I get back an email thanking me for voicing my concerns. And then they go on to say that Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East and is, quote, our valuable ally. And Israel wants peace, but the Palestinians don't. Israel has the right to defend itself, blah, blah, blah. Same old nonsense. It makes me want to tear my hair out. It seems that no one has the guts to stand up to the American Israel Public Affairs Council. Well, anyway, I thank you for standing up for what is right. We need more people like you. Another thing that would be very effective is to tell both Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren that you have no intention of supporting any possible presidential race on their part because of the disgraceful policies on Palestine. There's a lot of people in the Occupy movement who think economic democracy is the center of everything. So if you just say 99% and 1%, if you say rich versus poor, they get all hysterically happy. But then if the same people support the killing of children in Palestine, that is Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, they go, well, yeah, that's one of their weaknesses. It's not one of their weaknesses. It means that they're not fit to run for president of the United States with any progressive support.